data. Average monthly wages in the Czech Republic grew by 6.9% year-on-year in the second quarter of this year. That's according to figures just released. That represents a rise of 3.9% in real wages, with the average monthly salary in the Czech Republic now at almost exactly 20,000 crowns. That's about $900. Analysts say increasing wages should lead to an increase in household consumption and boost the growth of the Czech economy. They say there is, as yet, no threat to the economy's competitiveness, but they say increased pressure on inflation is likely.
There was bad news for smokers this week, as the government voted to raise excise duty on tobacco products. The price of a pack will go up by 12 crowns, or around 50 US cents, from the 1st of January, bringing an estimated 10 billion crowns, or some $450 million, into the state coffers. The European Union had been demanding a rise in excise duty, and the move is also part of the Finance Ministry's plan to keep the state budget at the proposed 88 billion crowns next year. But tobacco industry figures say the rise is too steep, while some analysts say Czech smokers may cut down on consumption or switch to cheaper brands.
Conditions have improved markedly for the thousands of Ukrainian workers in the Czech Republic. The country's ambassador to Prague, Ivan Lebeda, said this week. He said his office had been working closely with a number of Czech ministries, and that in the last year, 30,000 Ukrainians had been given the opportunity to make their working stay in the Czech Republic legal. Mr. Lebeda said the influence of criminal groups acting as middlemen had been significantly eliminated. He said his embassy had made a lot of enemies, but dignified the position of Ukrainian citizens.
Sales of music downloaded from the internet in the Czech Republic increased by 400% in the first half of this year, the Czech branch of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry said this week. An IFPI spokesperson said this huge increase went some way to making up for the long-term fall in sales of CDs and cassettes. Overall sales were down 3.2% in the first 6 months of 2006.
And finally, Friday's Czech newspapers are completely dominated by advertisements announcing the name change of mobile phone operator Eurotel to O2. The change is part of Telefonica's purchase of Eurotel's owner, Český Telecom. O2 is also the new sponsor of the Czech Republic's ice hockey team.